We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right. Well, confusion reigns. If you want a commentary on dual justice, it was actually the main news story this weekend, okay? The main news story. You ready for this? Law enforcement is enforcing the laws on the books.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Shock
at all
has yes, and awe. I mean, we have people ripping down American flags in protest at ICE facilities, erecting the Mexican flag, pulling down Blue Lives Matter flags, reflying them upside down outside the ICE facility, you know, with ICE sucks or whatever written across it. I mean, just what do they do? Well, bad things. No. They're enforcing the laws as written. Yeah, but nobody's ever done that before. Again, I'm going to say this in every hour. Trump is aiming to deport 1 million. Obama deported under the exact same circumstances with a deportation order, because you need one of those.
Yeah.
5.2 million illegals. And nobody said anything.
Nope.
Again, here we go. Ronald Vidiello, former ICE director, explains.
And let people know that this is the rule of law scenario. People weren't up in arms when we did this in 2016 and 2017. Operation Border Resolve. Have people go on the internet, look at the ICE.gov website, Operation Border Resolve, where we did exactly this during the Obama administration, and people weren't losing their minds over it.
Oh, the hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Where were these Antifa thugs in Washington? What did the guy do again, Lee, you said earlier?
This guy fired on officers who were there. He had apparently a rifle and some incendiary devices, in other words, firebombs. And he fired on officers. They fired back. He was shot and killed.
At the ICE facility in Washington
State. Yes.
Okay, so we have an attempted assassination, which is barely making news, right?
Well, an attack on federal law enforcement officers.
Yeah, well, they deserve to die anyway, right? Is that not pretty much the position of Antifa in Washington State?
Apparently
so. It's well documented. I guess so. Again, this is the same Washington State, where the mayor of Seattle has been, you know, totally fine with attacks on ICE facilities. Yeah. So, I mean, they bring this back. But I want to get to how this is being spun in the mainstream media. Let's start first with Nancy Pelosi last week. You missed this. It's probably a good thing. You know what? I probably shouldn't play this for you, Lee, because you'll never get it out of your head again.
I'll have to up the blood pressure medication.
You will.
When I get home today.
I know. And your wife may never forgive me, right?
Yes, exactly.
But I got to do it for the good of the people. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi explained last week, okay? Did attacking these asylees who's just come to the country and Trump is trying to deport them. It's so wrong because they didn't break any laws. Wait a minute, wait. When they broke into the country without permission, they didn't break any laws? No, Pelosi says.
Do you see any momentum to change the asylum laws?
Well, the asylum laws are what they are. In other words, it's important for people to understand what they are. We're part of a global society. And when someone comes to a country seeking asylum, and they are not breaking the law coming into the country, they have to prove their case.
Okay. She keeps repeating that. It's a lie. Now, if you come to a port of entry, fill out the documents, you're technically standing on American soil when you do it, but that's legal. When you walk over the border as if it's not there, and then you're like, oh yeah, dude, I wanted asylum. No, that's not legal. But Pelosi, Lee, keeps repeating this again and again and again. And I think some of these Democrats think that that is true and real. They don't realize she's lying. And so AOC was in a hearing on Friday with Obama's former ICE director, Tom Homan, not Trump's, Obama's. And so she starts going off on him about, you know, yes, you can't, these people, you're separating the kids from the parents and they're not even breaking the law and it's illegal and horrible what you're doing. He explains to her what federal law says. It's stunning here, Lee. She clearly doesn't know what federal law says about these people. She says are being brutalized. These people, she has accused ICE of breaking the law by removing them, and she doesn't even know what the law is. And it's plain here. Listen to Obama's ICE director, Tom Homan, school AOC, at this hearing.
Of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as it is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
If parents. I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father
Homan,
from his family.
With all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum and go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
She didn't know Lolly.
Boom.
This, all of this, and neither does Pelosi. So they're out there trying to confuse people. Oh, they're just here seeking asylum. They come from these nations where they're terrorized, and it's not illegal. You can't arrest them. Yes, you can. If they don't go to the port of entry, fill the documents out, stay in Mexico, they broke the law. You have no right to walk in here. And she didn't know that.
I'm not so sure she didn't know it. She just doesn't want to say it or position it that way. And she's going to continue to repeat this misinformation over and over again so that she is they have the video of her saying that in front of this guy. That's what they want. That's what they really want. She may or may not really understand the law. I don't know.
Think she did.
And
I
she
think
may
she'd
not
have walked into that.
But yeah. But I mean, this guy schooled her. I mean,
yes.
Good grief almighty! This should be a Republican ad somewhere. That this is a former Obama ICE official that is schooling AOC and refuting basically every well not basically but refuting every charge
yeah.
she made
mm-hmm.
every charge
yeah
by stating law. Which is passed by the United States Congress and signed off by the whatever then sitting president was. In other words, it is legal because it is law and it is binding. But we are choosing not to enforce it in some cases.
Texter writes, I'm tired of Pelosi telling me what's important to understand. She needs to understand. Yes, you can try understanding U.S. law first before she gives lectures on it. Now, the texter writes that clip with Tom Homan, who again is an Obama ICE director, not a Trump ICE director, an Obama ICE director. That clip with Tom Homan and AOC is epic. Another texter writes, I got a lot of these last weekly. It's good to have the great Lee Rogers back. So
thank you.
Tony in Boiling Springs.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
Big fan of yours. Yeah, we're glad to have you back too. And it cracks me up when you're gone, people blame me personally for that. You know, like as if I did something.
It was completely voluntary.
Yes.
Okay. You know, Intercom was nice enough to have us be off on the 4th and 5th. And so I took those days off, and as Tara did as well. And last week was a paid vacation that I took and was completely voluntary, believe me.
Right. And I should just
long
say,
planned.
For the record, as you know, I'm opposed to having as much vacation as
I
you
know,
do.
I know.
And, you know, I take that up with HR, but they don't listen to me. Apparently, the corporate policy is you get more time off the longer you've been here,
right,
but I wish you wouldn't go.
I'm playing my tenure card.
Yes, you are. And as usual, according to the grand tradition, I went About Insane Without You by Wednesday, and then by Thursday was emailing you, please come back. Yeah. Did I not?
Yes, you did. Yes,
right.
You did.
So here you are. So I'm glad that you had some filming time.
Yes,
in all seriousness.
It was fabulous.
Yes.
Good.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, every once in a while, it's good to step back, gut check yourself, see where we are as a country. I did that over the weekend. Let me lay this out to you, for you, okay? Over the weekend, the New York Post admitted in writing. And so, I mean, the Democrat Party knows. If it's in the New York Post, they know. There's no doubt they know. New York Post explaining how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, or the crazy ex-girlfriend, as we call her here, her chief of staff, who, as you know, I am obsessed with, because he's a Nazi. I'm not calling him that because I want to disparage him politically. I mean, like, literally, he's a Nazi. At best, a Nazi sympathizer. His name is Saikat Chakrabarty. You're going to hear a lot more about him in the coming weeks because the Democrats have discovered that he is the true problem and they don't really have a solution. Okay, so here's where we are in America. Just attempt to just comprehend this for a moment. And wonder to yourself what the American people would do if they were actually told this and understood it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has set the agenda for the Democrat presidential primary field. Almost every candidate has adopted either her Green New Deal or some version of it. Who came up with the Green New Deal? Saikat Chakrabarty. So when AOC says, hey, this is my plan, you got to adopt that. I mean, you can't, you don't even have time to read it. You got to adopt it. Doesn't matter if it kills the economy. Doesn't matter. We have to try. What is the Green New Deal? Saikat helped us out with that last week. Her chief of staff. I'll tell you about a little bit more about him in a minute. He explained that, and I thought this was probably one of the biggest stories last week, that the Green New Deal was not really about the climate. That it was about reordering the economy. Well, not surprising. They're socialists. Okay. So let's attempt to process this. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff, the self-admitted person who came up with the Green New Deal, who is a Nazi sympathizer, admitted last week that this plan was to reorder the economy, wasn't about the climate. Okay, do you realize that means we have a, at best, Nazi sympathizer writing the talking points and the platform that must be adopted by Democrat presidential candidates. That's where we are in America right now. Now, lest you think I'm trying to gin up ratings here by describing him as a Nazi, you tell me if he's a Nazi. He does a podcast. I've never seen anything like this. He does a podcast, and there's multiple versions of the podcast, so he records every time. He wears the same T-shirt in every podcast episode. On the T-shirt, as admitted this weekend by the New York Post, is Subhash Chandra Bose face. Who is he? A radical Indian nationalist and Nazi supporter who lived in Berlin for 2 years. While in Germany, Adolf Hitler helped Bose assemble an armed force in India in consultation with the SS. You know, the SS. They're fabulous people. I'm kidding. They were a terror. Subhash Chandra Bose is a self-avowed Nazi who partnered with Hitler and Japan during World War II and worked with the SS to create a similar force in India at the time. You tell me, is he a Nazi? At best, I mean, most conservatively, this guy's a Nazi sympathizer. It was made clear in the New York Post. It's been a lot of other places. So that Saikat Chakrabarty, the guy who did the podcast with the Nazi on his chest, which is totally normal, right, is the mastermind behind the Green New Deal, which the entire Democrat field has adopted. And he admits it's not about climate like we told you. Folks, we have a Nazi sympathizer. This is what's going on in this country. We have a Nazi sympathizer writing the platform for the Democrat Party. Does anybody care? I mean, I'm glad the New York Post has noticed. hanging out with the SS, pledging allegiance to Hitler, not a big deal for the Democrats these days, I guess. It is for Rabbi Ibrahim Hooper, though. He's a little alarmed. Understandably, he's Jewish. New York Post writes, it's very dangerous. Yeah, you think? Folks, look, we've been watching the rise of Marxism and the return of Marxism our most of our adult lives in this country, right? But I never thought Nazism would come back. I thought, not that. It's coming back. A Nazi sympathizer is writing the platform for the Democrat Party. Now, over the weekend, they figured out this is beginning to get some coverage. So as you see, the New York Post is covering this. Simultaneously, they're like, dude, we may not be able to hide forever that the socialist wing of our party is heavily affiliated with the Nazis. Now, remember, Saiket, her chief of staff, is a tech millionaire. Went to Harvard, earned millions for inventing something called Mockingbird, and then decided to get into politics, right? So when he wanted to get into politics, he wanted to recruit socialist candidates who could win. So he did auditions. And over 1,000 people auditioned, and they picked AOC. So AOC isn't even real. She is a creation of his. That's why she has such a hard time arguing points. She's an actress who's playing a socialist on television, a very good-looking one. But as is widely acknowledged, including in the Post over the weekend, the New York Post, this Nazi sympathizer, if not outright Nazi, her chief of staff, Saiket Chakrabarty, is the one writing this stuff, right? So just as this becomes primetime, just as this hits the mainstream, the New York Post leans right, but it is mainstream. Democrats really can't hide that a Nazi sympathizer is writing the platform for their party. And the reason he is they're also afraid of him. They're afraid he'll primary them with somebody like AOC and they'll lose because their supporters are insane. Rahm Emanuel rides in on a horse and slams. You remember Rahm Emanuel? Let no crisis go to waste. So they dredge him up. He's now the former mayor of Chicago to criticize AOC's chief of staff, Saiket Chakrabarty, as a snot-nosed punk. Why? They need to distance themselves. As American people figured out that a Nazi sympathizer was riding the platform of the Democrat Party. I mean, they might lose or something. And here's what's interesting. Rahm Emanuel could have gone for the jugular. He could have just told the truth. AOC's chief of staff is a Nazi sympathizer. Plenty of proof. But he didn't. He didn't call him out on his Nazi sympathies. Instead, he called him a snot-nosed punk to try to distance the Democrat Party from him. So we're at the point now where it is too controversial in the Democrat Party. When the people in the Democrat Party, the leaders in that Democrat Party, are actual Nazis or Nazi sympathizers, it is a step too far to tell the public the truth about that. I guess the word Nazis for Trump, not the actual Nazis, driving the agenda in the Democrat Party. But I'm glad the New York Post has now put this in the mainstream. Let's see if anything happens. Maybe no one cares. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did you see this? Poor Rihanna. You know, the singer? She's in trouble because she's American and she's black. I mean, you can tell by looking at her. And she posed on Harper's Bazaar, it's like a magazine, their China cover where she's dressed in traditional folding screen, the bright red sash, basically Chinese, I don't know, garb that Chinese royals would wear. Well, outrage has ensued, and she and Harper's Bazaar have had to apologize for the cultural appropriation. Okay, a couple of interesting things going on here with this. Usually it's white women who are, or white men, but mostly white women, who are accused of cultural appropriation, and outrage ensues, right? Because white people are bad, as we know. But I've never seen a black woman be charged with this. I thought they had a pass, but apparently no. I think that's how they got caught. You'd think they'd know, right? I mean, look at last week. Kim Kardashian got caught in this because she had, remember, the Japanese line of clothing. And they said she couldn't do that because she's not Japanese enough or something. So, I mean, I think they thought that they could do this with Rihanna because, you know, cultural appropriation is only white people do that. And when black people do it, it doesn't count. Well, apparently it does, and they did not know. So this is a big deal. And I couldn't help but, you know, looking at that story in the news today with Rihanna and wondering if that's cultural appropriation, then when, and this is from the Wall Street Journal today. This number is insane. I mean, it is, you almost can't comprehend it. When two men in Connecticut, biological males, have won, according to the Wall Street Journal, 15 women's state track championships now in Connecticut. Since the Connecticut Athletic Conference enacted its liberal gender identity policy, which says, you know, look, you don't have to commit. Are you going to, like, run as a boy for 2 years on a college track team, but then you say you're a girl? And you don't change anything. You just say you're a girl. Then you get to win your run against the girls. Two men have won. Are you ready for this? 15 women's state championships in track. Titles that were held by 10 different Connecticut girls the previous year. So this is not a case where, hey, look, you know, their bodies are the same. It doesn't give you an advantage to be male. This isn't like where they beat the same girls, so they must just be better. Two men, I'm going to repeat this because it's so stunning, have won 15 women's state championships, according to the Wall Street Journal, in track in Connecticut, titles that were held by 10 different Connecticut girls the previous year. One of those girls, who would have qualified for the state championships, except two boys took her place, she would have, you know, been able to run. It's really just frustrating and heartbreaking because we all train extremely hard to shave off just fractions of a second off our time, and these athletes can do half the amount of work that we do, and it doesn't matter, Ms. Soule said. We have no chance of winning. Kate, she's now being demagogued as a transphobic because she wasn't willing to give up her space to a boy, a biological male. Okay, just go back to this Rihanna thing, okay? Just look at these two stories side by side. If Rihanna is culturally appropriating, right, and that's wrong, that's immoral, then how are these two males not gender appropriating? How do you keep these two sets of operational rules, if you're a leftist, in your mind straight without your brain exploding all over the ceiling? It's wrong for Rihanna to dress in traditional Chinese garb because that's cultural appropriation, but when two intact males who've made no changes say they're female and then blow through a crowd. And by the way, when they're saying this, when they're saying that these two have won these track titles that 10 separate different women won, it's because they're competing in different events. They're blowing away the women in event after event after event after event because they have a biological advantage. How is that not gender appropriation? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you keep these things straight logically in your head as a leftist. Texter writes, hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Hey, Tara, you just blew liberals' minds all across the upstate. Ha-ha. Love it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, it's going to be an ever-escalating circular firing squad as they keep working hard to find more victims. Yes, and they will begin firing at each other, which they did over the weekend. By the way, to the Trump-hating morons on our side of the aisle, did y'all really not understand what Trump did this weekend? You guys didn't get it, did you? When he tweeted about Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, who hates Jews, and Tlaib, Representative Tlaib, that they should go back to their home countries, not to stay permanently, but to help fix them. And all hell broke loose, right? And so everybody's is denouncing the president as a racist. Do you think that was an accident? I mean, do you think, seriously, that Trump just didn't think that through? No, you know what he was doing? Can you not see? Do you know what he was doing? Here's the tweet. I'm going to tell you what he was doing. Because our side's like, this is where us condemn this. Okay, first of all, the media lied. I was hearing this in news reports all over the week. Some of them on Fox. Trump said that these women are brown and he said they should go home. No. He said they should return to their home country. No, that's not what he said. Let me read you the tweet. Because that would have been kind of racist. But it's not what he said. So I can't even tell you what he actually said. Because then they wouldn't have a story. Say they lie. They leave out context. So here's the full tweet. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it is done. These places need your help very badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. So he didn't say they should leave and go back to their countries because they're immigrants. That's how the media is spinning this. He said, go to your, why don't you help your countries? And come back and tell us how it's done. So they create a fake story. But here's why he did this. Because the Democrats are trying to separate themselves from these four because the polling is horrendous. By the way, I'm going to tell you about a poll that just came out next. You got to hear this. More evidence. We're all a bunch of normals and they're nuts. I'll have the poll next. What Trump was doing was getting the Democrats to embrace these four literally days after they rejected them publicly. So, no, it's just four of them. We don't stand up for them. We don't have anything to do with them. They're just crazy. We have nothing to do with. And now they're defending them over the weekend. That's why Trump did this. It was brilliant, actually. I can't wait to see how it plays. I think it'll work, actually. Man, he'll do anything to win a fight, won't he? For us. For this country.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, my God. No, the list of things you will be required to tolerate has grown a lot in the last decade, hasn't it? Oh, well. And let me tell you, it's about to get a lot longer. Like sluts. What? Sluts. Like promiscuous people? Yeah. Sluttiness is beautiful. And it's only because of your inherent prejudices that you cannot see it that way. But you need to learn to accept the slut lifestyle. What? Yeah. No, that's the new thing. Says the American Psychological Association. No. Oh, yeah. They have launched the, are you ready for this? I know many of you must think I make this up because this stuff up because it's so insane, but no, the non-monogamy task force. What is the purpose and goal of the non-monogamy task force? To promote a sexually promiscuous lifestyle as a valid lifestyle choice that should be affirmed, well, by everyone around you. Wait, you mean they have to accept my sluttiness as a lifestyle? Oh, yes, and they have to affirm you. In liberal speak, that means they have to celebrate your lifestyle choice or they're a bigot, hater, and, you know, just generally don't deserve to live and probably should be beaten up upside the head with a concrete Antifa milkshake. I kid you not. Okay, here's how this is going to work. The task force was created to promote awareness and inclusivity for people who participate in, are you ready for this? Consensual non-monogamy and diverse expressions of intimate relationships. We're like, what kind of relationships are we talking about here? They include, but are not limited to, are you ready for this? Those who practice polyamory, which means that you're in a relationship with more than one other person. Open relationships, that must be celebrated. These are their words, not mine. Swinging. Relationship anarchy. What the love of God is that? Relationship anarchy. Anyway, you will be required to not only accept this, but to celebrate and other types of ethical non-monogamous relationship anarchy. Sounds like a crazy ex-girlfriend type situation. I don't know. But you're going to have to such as there was awareness and inclusivity. You know what that means? Celebrating sluts. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the term they'll use for people who don't celebrate sluts will be. No, no, no. We have one for everything else. Xenophobe, homophobe, transphobic, Islamophobe, homophobe. Come on, y'all. Come up with something good. Slutophobe? It's not too good. Y'all could come up with something better. Come on, send it to me on the text line. 71307. It's great minds out there. What will the term be to tar those who do not celebrate swinging, open relationships, and relationship anarchy? Hey, I'm a swinger. It's my lifestyle. Oh, we celebrate you. Have you thought about coming to children's reading hour at the library? No? We got some space for you, folks. No, 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 no. We don't. You say, Terry, you're exaggerating. You're laughing. Give it 2 years, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.